Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3pm, RTE Radio 1.
It's a great pleasure indeed to have my next guest on the programme because he's a man who grew up in Feakle in County Clare, qualified as a sociologist in the University of Cardiff in Wales, parish priest of Six Mile Bridge in Kilmurry in County Clare, and of course founder of the Rural Housing Organisation. Good afternoon, Father Harry Bohan.
Hello, Marty.
How are you? And thank you indeed for joining us in our Limerick studio today.
Thanks a lot.
First of all, how are you?
I'm great. I'm good. When people ask me around the bridge these days, I say to them, sure, I'm overground. Which is the main thing.
Which is the main thing, absolutely.
And I'll tell you quickly this, that I'm just after getting off the phone from a man. God, I said, Bill, you know, I'm beginning to feel awful lonely. We're beginning to bury all our friends, which means that we're beginning to feel that we're in the waiting room ourselves.
Oh, well, listen, I suppose we're all heading in that direction,
have,
but none of us are in any rush there.
No.
But in the meantime, I suppose not alone am I asking how you are, but obviously I'm inquiring gently about your own health because I know over the last couple of years you've had a tough enough time.
I have, and thank God, I suppose I was close to the wind. I had 5 operations, some of them very serious, and one for cancer, and then aneurysms that went wrong and so on, and I was in 3 hospitals. But thank God, and thanks to the medics and the people who looked after me, when I went up to James's, where I had a 10-hour operation, which was the last one, I said to the man who did the job, he asked me how I was, and I said, I'm good. And he said, well, I thought we might lose you. And so when you hear that kind of thing and you're still overground and still as busy as ever, sure, 'tis great. I mean, a few years ago, Marty, as you know, we wouldn't be surviving these things.
No.
And I know we have very good reason to complain about hospitals and so on and so on. I feel that the biggest problem with hospitals is to get in. But once you're in, they're the best. The nurses and medics that you meet are just the best.
Mm. And do you think the prayer, that spiritualism that you've had all your life, obviously, and that sense of community that you have not alone within yourself, but you've spread nationwide, but particularly in the county of Clare, has helped you to recover from this?
Enormously. That, you know, it's, I suppose, connecting to people. I was very fortunate, Marty, as you know, from a very early age. In fact, the day I was ordained, the bishop told me he was sending me off to the University of Wales to look at the growth of cities there. And the church at the time as well was talking, the Vatican II Church was talking about reading the signs of the times. So I found myself, my priesthood, almost all the time with people, where people are at. And where they're at. And I suppose I have grown into that big time now that, like, Christian spirituality has to be meaningful. It must make sense. It must be earthed. And we must all the time be finding a language to present it. In other words, and it isn't about rules and regulations. And I feel that over the last few years with the coming of Francis as Pope, that all of that has been underlined in very special ways, that the whole journey of the inner life is hugely important in order to grow into connecting with people and whatever their problems are within the community, in their families, or individually.
And you know, society, obviously, as we all know, has changed and it's evolving. And there's potential, I suppose, change in terms of the same-sex marriage referendum coming down the road shortly. What's your view on that, Father Harry?
My view on it is that the legislators must legislate and they're going to the country to find out what people are thinking. The church has its position, but I feel that following the example of Francis, that the rest of us have a pastoral, compassionate, caring role towards people, whatever their situation is. And I think we also must be very careful in the debate, and the debate is crucial, not to impose burdens of people, and not to judge people. You know what Francis himself said when people asked him about this? They said, who am I to judge? That, in other words, the rules, regulations are fine. The legislation has to be there. But we need to be very careful that we are compassionate and that there's a whole pastoral dimension to it. As you know, between the mid-1990s, and the late mid-2000s, 5, 6, 7, Ireland, as we know, underwent a series of huge revolutions, which included the technological, the economic, the social. But probably the greatest revolution of all was in the family. And as you and I know, for generations, the family and the local community were regarded as the basic and fundamental units of society. And when we started the conferences, the CAFIN conferences in 1998, the one constant theme running through all these has been the changes in family life. And a key question to emerge from the first conference and ran through it, who's rearing the next generation? So the debate that's beginning now again is crucial. But I think it's crucial in the sense of the wider position of the people will ask, you know, what do you mean by family? And it has taken on so many definitions. The family and the institution of marriage underwent seismic change in 1995 with the introduction of divorce. The whole marriage thing was redefined. So in the eyes of the law, marriage is no longer till death do us part. In the eyes of the church, it is. In other words, the perpetual element no longer exists in the eyes of the law, but it does in the eyes of the church. But I think what church people have to say, let the legislators legislate, that's their business. But the church is entitled to hold on to its position and how it defines and how it fosters family life.
And exactly in terms of yourself and the church, what would be the stance when it comes to same-sex marriage? Would it be saying yes or no?
Oh, the church itself will be fundamentally saying, and as you know already, the debate has started within the church and with Francis as well. As you know, he had the synod in last October in Rome, and there was a whole lead up to that, and which was on family life, and that was only half of it. It's coming up again next October, the whole thing of meaning of marriage and so on. And this is a huge subject now, and so but the synod of bishops didn't at any stage suggest that the church's teaching on marriage could be changed, which was the traditional one of man, wife, children. But of course, society has very definitely changed. And I suppose the church position right now and what the legislation might be proposing will be two very different positions.
So the stance will be unequivocally from the church, no.
But let me say, though, add again, Marty, that the most important thing of all, and Francis has shown us the way, whatever about the legislation and the stance, all of us, no matter who we are, must all the time have a kind, compassionate, pastoral approach to all people, whoever they are. And in a way, to quote him again, Francis the Pope, who am I to judge?
Mm. In terms of the community, in terms of rural Ireland, over your lifespan there have been lots of changes. But I suppose the last 10, 15 years, it's quite dramatic.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, rural life has changed, you know, with the closing of Garda stations, post offices. From your work on the ground, how dramatic has the change been?
Enormous. I mean, and as you know, why I started the rural housing, rural resource developments in the 1970s, which became a movement across the country, and we'd finished up practically building 2,500 houses in 120 villages and 13 counties. And that was to demonstrate that people wanted to live in these small communities, not in massive estates, housing estates, not in high-rise flats, that obviously would be undermining the family in an enormous way. And the community in an enormous way, which it has done. I am terribly disappointed after all the fallout from the Celtic Tiger that we're gone back into the same language again. The language we are using now all the time is an economic language with no sense of regional planning, no sense of social planning, no sense of the communities. Like as you know, the hearts of small and good towns and villages have been torn apart. And in that, I'm saying is that we're tearing the soul out of Ireland, because the Irish settlement pattern is a totally different one to any other industrial society. We have only two cities by European standards, Dublin in the east, Cork in the south, and yet all the development has tended to go that direction. And the small villages, the towns, not so much small anymore, the fair-sized towns, the guts have been torn out of them. Now, for any government to allow that to happen, And in the book that we've just published now on leadership and change and values, we're saying that above all now in church and state, we need a completely different kind of leadership. Not a leadership that leads from behind desks and using jargon, but a leadership that facilitates people to do things for themselves.
Father Harry Bohan, you've been an inspiration in your spiritual life, but indeed in terms of battling with illnesses over the last couple of years. And thank you so much indeed for joining us on the programme and talking about yourself and indeed the patterns of social structure and life that we now all experience.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3 p.m., RTE Radio 1.